再次麻烦弟兄姊妹，我们一起同心肃立，我们来恭读圣经。
Let's now invite brothers and sisters to again stand. Let's proclaim the Lord's word.
我们先读中文，然后读英文。
First in Chinese and then in English.
请马可福音十六章十五节，他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。” Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Please be seated. May the Lord bless everyone who read His word.
但愿主祝福那所有恭听他话语的人。
我们今天的题目叫做福音的使命。
The title of the sermon today is the mission of the gospel.
我们教会的使命有五句话。
We do have five mission statements for CCMC.
在十一月的时候，我们刚刚有把我们教会的使命的另外四条讲了一遍。
So in November, in our sermon series, we went through four of the mission statements.
去年我们教会的主题是建造教会。
So last year, our mission statement that we focused on is build up the church.
十月份第一个主日，我们教会的布道会，正好我们是令人归主。
It was the November gospel rally last year. It is to bring people to the Lord.
然后我们继续看了代代相传。
And we see to make disciples through generations.
我们持守圣经
that we are to exalt and abide by the Bible.
我们要荣耀基督
and we are to glorify Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，今年2022年教会的主题是令人归主。
Dear brothers and sisters, for our 2022 focus, it is to lead people to the Lord.
时间过得很快，又是新的一年。
Time has passed really quickly. We are into the new year.
我们也仍然还在疫情当中。
We're still in a pandemic.
提到疫情，现在英文中大家越来越多简称叫做 COVID, 很少我听到有人在说 COVID-19.
So in the usage in English, when we're talking about COVID-19, we simply shorten it to COVID.
我最近年末的时候在一些不同的聚会当中，包括我们跨年祷告会里面有和大家分享。
So on numerous occasions, including our prayer service, as we welcome in the new year, I've shared this with people.
我说一方面，这个疫情大家都已经越来越熟悉了解，包括这个 coronavirus, 包括 COVID.
So on the one hand, there is familiarity with coronavirus.
另一方面
,on the other hand,
这个病毒叫 COVID-19.
That this virus is called COVID-19.
The world has entered 2022.
世界已经进入了2022年。
时间过得好快。
Time flies.
我们问一个问题，过去的这段疫情岁月，作为基督徒，我们是怎样度过的？
So a question for us Christians is, over the past so-called pandemic years, how did we spend the time and utilize COVID?
现在值得我们好好的回想一下吧。
It is time for us to be in remembrance.
在跨年祷告会和最近年末的一些营会当中，我有分享一位牧师的提醒。
So、there is a reminder from another pastor that I now have also shared with others, whether it is during some retreats or even in the watch night prayer meeting.
多年以前，我曾经过一位美国牧师这样讲。
Many years ago, I've heard this American pastor said.
后来也在一些的这个书不同的一些文章当中有看到这样提法。
And I've also come across very similar sayings in other articles as well as books.
这话怎么说呢？
So what is the saying?
说如果你得了癌症，千万不要浪费这个癌症。
So if you got cancer, don't waste it.
在我们中间就有弟兄姊妹身体面临软弱疾病痛苦。
So we do have brothers and sisters who are facing ailments.
就刚刚得知教会有位姐妹又被检查出来有癌症。
So, for example, I've just come to know that we have a sister who is now, again has been shown to have cancer.
昨天在和他一起的视频通话祷告当中。
So when I was praying and meeting with her over Zoom.
好感谢主，我们的姐妹内心当中充满了喜乐和信心。
I'm so grateful that our sister has such joy and faith.
这句话到底是什么意思？
What does this mean? What does it mean for this statement?
在我们的逆境当中
，that in our negative circumstances，
在我们的试炼的底下
，that when we are under trial，
让我不要忘记见证荣耀我们的主。
Let's not forget to testify and to glorify our Lord.
有的时候，我们所处的这个光景和环境
，oftentimes in the circumstance that we're in，
是神给我们的机会。
It is an opportunity that God has given us.
来为主传扬福音。
That we are to proclaim the gospel.
我也来借用这样的一个想法。
So I'm going to do some adaptation of this particular saying.
最近也和弟兄姊妹们分享，说如果你处于疫情当中，也千万不要浪费这个疫情。
So one of the sharing is that if you are in the pandemic, don't waste it.
这疫情已经好几年了。
We have already experienced this pandemic for the last couple of years.
要用中国人计算的方法，我们算是进入第四年，对不对？
If we are to calculate using the way that Chinese calculate time, then this is in fact the fourth year.
九十十一十二。
Nine, ten, eleven, twelve.
在这个社会渴望后疫情时代。
And as we continue to yearn for a post-pandemic era.
那么教会也在筹划后疫情时代。
And as the church also plans for a post-pandemic time.
在有一些研讨会里面。
In some conferences.
通过我们分享，我们怎么样来预备教会。
Workers have shared how are we to prepare the church.
我们要抓住后疫情的这个时机。
We are to just hold on tight to this opportunity post-pandemic.
那感谢神，但是我想还和弟兄姊妹进一步分享一点。
I would like to share further with brothers and sisters.
因为老实讲，我们不知道疫情是不是会在2022年结束。
Because we have no idea if the pandemic will end in 2022.
圣诞节的时候，在美中冬令会里面。
So there was a conference over Christmas.
一位牧师他就讲。
There was a pastor who said.
他说有的人非常的乐观。
There are some who are very optimistic.
说现在这个 Omicron 啊是一个 Christmas gift.
To say that, well, in a way, Omicron is a Christmas gift.
啊，因为传得很快，然后大家的这个症状又比较轻。
Because even though it's highly transmissible, but we have much less severe symptoms.
啊，看到现在有的新闻也讲，有的科学家也乐观的说，大概这个2022年疫情结束了。
And so there are also reports from some scientists who say that perhaps the pandemic will end in 2022.
那么有的人呢比较的悲观谨慎一点。
Some are more pessimistic or more cautious.
说啊，一进入2022年，哇，又更可怕，更严重了。
That now that we've entered 2022, this is going to be more severe, more daunting.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道疫情是不是会在2022年结束，还是像有人说的要长期共存。
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't know, or I don't know, if the pandemic will end in 2022 or it will become an endemic.
但是我想和弟兄姊妹分享在主里面的祷告当中所领受的一句话。
But something I would like to share with you as I receive in prayer.
不管疫情什么时候结束。
Whenever the pandemic ends or not.
我们基督徒如何面对我们所处的这个疫情时代。
How are we to face up to this particular pandemic era?
决定了我们的后疫情时代。
And how we face up to that will determine how we will be like in post-pandemic.
我们在这个疫情当中，我们是怎么活的？
How have we lived during this pandemic?
我们是不是有在见证荣耀主？
Have we testified to the Lord? Have we glorified Him?
或者这样问。
Or maybe we could ask this way.
我们基督徒和世人看得出来，看不出来区别。
Is there a difference between how we have lived as Christians and how the world has lived?
在疫情的冲击面前，许多教会可以说不堪一击。
So there are many churches that have faced a huge blow, and even are not able to stand well under the pandemic.
对信徒的灵命也是极大的考验。
And it has become a big test to the faith in our spiritual life.
我首先要声明，我完全绝对理解许多教会面对的这种疫情的冲击，非常的真实。
So I have to first make a disclaimer to say that I do understand this impact from the pandemic.
很多的艰难。
That there are many difficulties.
事工形式的改变。
That there are changes in the way that we minister.
聚会人数的不稳定。
That we have inconsistencies in attendance.
金钱奉献的下降减少。
That there may be a decline in terms of offering and tithing.
弟兄姊妹关注的这个侧重点改变。
And there are changes in the focus of brothers and sisters.
我们在提出这句话的时候也绝不是说是一种鲁莽。
And as we say these things, it's not as if we're doing it recklessly.
我们教会的聚会，我们有一切的相应的措施来针对这样一个疫情的冲击。
As we come together to worship, we also come with a protocol to brace ourselves against such impact.
但是在我们在进入2022年的时候，回顾过去这几年，我们应该思想教会与社会的不同到底在哪里啊？
But as we come into the year 2022, and as we look back on the way that we've lived, how have we been different?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有神。
Brothers and sisters, we have God.
我们有信心。
We have faith.
我们有盼望。
We have hope.
还有一点，我们是有使命的。
At the same time, we have a mission.
让我们先来看看我们这个福音的使命本身。
So let us now look at the mission of the gospel.
马可福音16章第15节。
Mark 16, verse 15.
刚才我们读过，主对门徒说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
The Lord said to the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone.
主耶稣讲的这句话非常的简单，我们挑出使命当中这个最简单的一个讲法。
It's a more simplified version of the great commission that the Lord has given. Let's see what the Lord has said.
他就是说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民。
Go into all the world, preach the gospel to all nations.
主没有说，等到逼迫结束以后。
The Lord did not say, go only when there's an end to persecution.
没有说等到教会富足以后
go only if the church prospers
教会超过500人3000以后
or that the church has exceeded 3,000 5,000 in membership
也没说等你信主5年10年以后
or to say that you're still after you've believed in Christ only after 5 or 10 years
也没有说等疫情结束以后
or to say go only after the pandemic ended
往普天下去传福音
The Lord says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all people.
我们今年的主题经文在腓立比书一章第五。
Our theme verse this year is in Philippians chapter 1, verse 5.
在这里使徒保罗讲得非常有意思。
Here is a very interesting saying from Apostle Paul.
他说从头一天直到如今。
He said, from the first day until now.
你们是同心合意的。望福音
that there is a fellowship to proclaim the gospel.
每一天都是
that every day is as such.
教会一直是这样子
that the church has always been as so.
初代教会面临的冲击、考验、试炼不比我们少
The church century, the kind of impact that they've experienced is not less than any that we are experiencing right now.
这个地方兴旺福音前面有一个同心合意我们中文的翻译把它意思翻译得很准确
Here there is a saying which speaks about fellowship and in Chinese it says of the same heart and with a united will
以后我们再详细的多讲这个地方原文呢是 fellowship 同心合意是 fellowship
So in the original language it does refer to the word fellowship
Koinonia Communion圣餐就是这个字
and it is a word that also gives us communion
教会的福音的使命是我们的团契相交之所在
that the mission of the gospel is where our fellowship lies
教会的聚集由我们彼此的鼓励扶持带导
that the church as we gather we have also support we also pray
我们在一起的聚集更是为了福音的缘故
And as we gather during a pandemic, it is for the gospel.
我们来看看到底什么是使命。
So what then is a mission?
我查查字典。
So I've looked into the dictionary.
这个中英的字典来翻译的使命这个词呢，有这么几个讲法。
And so if it's in Chinese, there are a few different shades of meaning.
首先一个当然就是使命了。
So one is a mission.
还有说代表团也是。
And it could also refer to a representative.
像任务。
Or a task.
很有意思啊，这个世俗字典还有讲说布道也是。
And even to preach.
那么还有一个呢，说天职。
Another is to say that this is a divine position.
那么这个牛津这个 language 牛津字典，那它给了有其中有两种的这个解释。
And with the Oxford Dictionary, it gives these two definitions.
第一个说 an important assignment of这个是一个很重要的一个任务，是什么呢？政治方面的、宗教方面的，或者是商业方面的目的。
So it refers to an important assignment carried out for political, religious, or commercial purposes, typically involving travel.
那第二个解释就更是直接的跟信仰相关了。
And the second definition actually has even more direct religious implications.
大概写这个定义的人是基督徒。
Who knows, maybe the author is a Christian.
弟兄姊妹们，政治的使命可能会改变。
That even though there may be a change in a political mission.
商业的任务更是这样子，常常改变。
Or a change in commercial purposes.
但是若这是一个呼召，若这是一个天职。
But if this is a heavenly calling.
那它永不改变。
Then it's never changing.
直到主再来的日子。
Till the day that the Lord comes.
我们再来看看咱们教会的名称好不好。
Let us also look at our church name.
我还记得。
I remember this.
这个时间也是过得很快。
The time has passed real fast.
一年半以前疫情当中我来到 CCMC 和弟兄姊妹一起服侍。
That a year and a half ago as I came in the midst of the pandemic to come and serve with with you.
那么在主面前祷告，在咱们教会第一堂的讲道讲什么
？And so I was praying and asking for direction on what I'm to preach as the first sermon.
我记得当时是面对比现在更空没有太多人的这样的一个 sanctuary.
I remember that at that time our sanctuary was pretty empty.
我讲了我们教会的这个名字。
So I addressed the name of our church.
圣灵感动。我看到我们教会的名字真是好可爱。
And very lovable this name that we have for our congregation.
就讲这四个字 ，Chinese Christian Mission Church.
So it is Chinese Christian.
那讲过的不重复了，一年半以前的。
So I'm not going to repeat what was said a year and a half ago.
前一段有弟兄姊妹跟我说，说咱们教会这个名字中英文不一致哎。
But we have brothers and sisters who recently made mention that there seems to be a harmony between Chinese and English names.
中文华人福音基督教会。
So in Chinese, it's Chinese Gospel Church.
那么这个在英文当中说是 We are Mission Church.
But here in the English, the word mission is used.
如果从字面上来翻译这个教会的英文名字，因为在美国注册英文名字是 official 的啊。
So because we are a church in America, the English name is the official name.
那我们应该华人基督宣教教会。
So it will be, it needs to be translated accordingly.
但是如果这个宣教还不明确华人基督开元教会。
And so it's just simply having a term that says proclaim.This faith is not important than it is to spread and to proclaim.
那我们知道这个 mission 是使命的意思，对不对？
Now we do know that the word mission is.
或许我们也可以翻成华人基督使命教会。
So perhaps we are to translate it into the Chinese to replace the to have the sense of purpose.
那如果强调我们这个使是从何而来，我们可以叫华人基督天职教会。
And to press that even further, we might be able to say that this is a heavenly calling.
当然，我们就叫华人福音基督教会。
But for sure, we have retained our original translation.
等一下我们会讲啊，为什么华人福音基督教会这名字挺好的。
We'll explain a little later why this name is a good name.
那提到面子，我给大家介绍啊，以前在主的恩典底下，我有。从工体啊建立牧养的一个教会，十九年的一个教会，它以前的名字叫什么
？So there's a church that I served with for 19 years. There's this name.
那以前呢，我们是在一个美的里面。
Previously, we were under the umbrella of an American church.
那么这个美国教会呢，在行政、财务上面都让我们不管我们的。
And so, but we are independent in terms of our administration and our finances.
但是在属灵上面成为我们的遮盖。
But they have been a coverage for us in terms of our spiritual wellness.
啊，那位老牧师对我们这些基督徒真的好。
So the elderly pastor is really kind to us.
啊，而且给我们很多的属灵的带领和指引。
And has given us plenty of spiritual guidance.
在教会面临的关键的一个。啊，属灵角色的帮助。
And a very critical moment, he has given plenty of spiritual help.
那个教会叫 Victory Baptist Church.
That church is called Victory Baptist Church.
那所以呢，我们这群华人基督徒，我们一开始刚知堂，我们叫 Victory Baptist Chinese Mission of Rochester.
And so when we were planted a majority in East Church.The name of change to Victory Baptist Chinese Mission.
我顺便一提，北美大部分的华人教会在教会的名字当中都有的这个地址啊，都有它所在的城市或者是州。
Just as a side note, majority Chinese churches in North will have their name, their logo.
你如果去看咱们教会 CCMC 的这个 bylaw 啊
，here to look at our constitution and bylaw,
很特别。
It's quite special.
我们就叫华人福音基督教会。
Now we don't location as part of our name.
我们都华人福音基督教会。
They're not even addressing ourselves as a North American Chinese Christian Mission Church.
也不都是我们华人基督福音教会。
Or a Durham Christian.
或者是 Carrie 或者是他的都没有。
We don't have that.
那当时呢，我们就是这个a mission.
But we have.At that time, for that.
后来，牧师啊，突然得中风。
Very possibly, the pastor suffered a stroke.
那详细的故事我就不讲。本来我们教会同一个，我们就在他那里就要盖一个。
And so we were initially given a parcel of land on which we were going to build up a building.
后来呢，教会突然有一些改变，说只能搬了。
But because of these sudden changes, in the end, the conclusion was please depart.
那我们就后来就靠主的恩宠，在教堂然后出去啊。
And by the Lord's grace, we were able to later purchase a building, and we did move out from the umbrella of this American church.
那现在人家不要我们了，教会注册怎么办呢？就叫 Victory Baptist Chinese Church of Rochester.
So where are we? We hence name ourselves Victory Chinese.
那这个 mission 啊，就觉得好像总还是不是一个独教会。
It feels odd because mission was so much associated with the church that we've come up from.
天主教他们也派宣教士到一个地去，就先到一个地方没有基督徒，先建立这个 mission.
And so when the Roman Catholic has sent out their own missionaries without first having a congregation, they would call it a mission.
然后慢慢才有这个教会教士才出来。
Later on, they will develop the various congregations.
那我们也觉得好像，哎，叫了一个 church， 这个是更正式。
We think the inclusion of the word this has become even more official.
可是很多那个教会从 mission 改成叫 church 的时候。
But oftentimes, if there's a change in name from mission to simply church,
现在有自己的教堂，有自己的地方，
建有 own land，
然后这个里面人越来越多了，
And there's an increase in the logistics.
那么就面对教会内部的需要。
And it starts to face up to some of the internal needs.
好像这个 mission 也慢慢的淡化一点。
So there seems to be a dilution of the sense of mission.
可是弟兄姊妹，教会任何的教会，不分叫什么名字，永永远远都是一个使命的教会啊。
But regardless of the name, for any assembly, there needs to be mission.
感谢神，咱们的教会旧教是一个使命的教会。
I praise the Lord that our name, that mission is in our name.
福音就是教会的使命。
And the end goal, the purpose of the church mission is gospel.
教会的使命有多方面，不是单单只是传福音。
There are the church mission is multifaceted. It does include the gospel, but it's not only to the gospel.
但是我们说福音就是教会的使命，这话没错。
In time to say that the gospel is any church's mission, this is right.
那当然了，我要再多说一句，我们原来一个教会虽然没有在，但是有另外。
And again, a side note mentioned that for the previous, even though we don't have the word mission in our name,
叫什么呢？叫 Baptist.
But there is the word Baptist.
Baptist 是最注重传福音的。
And in the Baptist denomination is highly focused or the most focused on spreading the gospel.
今全世界最大的宣教机构，实际上就是美兰浸信会的 International Mission.
And so with the International Mission Board, we see that this is the world's largest mission organization, Southern Baptist Convention.
当然了，今天的我对那很了解，到那的已经有点不想问不多。
just feed you a little bit. Southern Baptist Convention is.Different from what it used.
好，我们继续来看，那么这个福音使命的由来是如何的
？So coming back, which origin of the gospel mission?
马可福音十六章第十五节。
Mark chapter 16.
那这是主说的。
David that he said to the disciples.
那是主亲自的吩咐和差遣啊。
That this is a personal commission by the Lord.
我们在教会之中呢，有两个。这个大，一个叫大使命，还有一个叫诫命。
Within the church, there are two greats, the Great Commission as well as the Commandments.
大使命是什么
？What's the Great Commission?
我们正在讲嘛。
It is something. It is what we are addressing right now.
传福音。
That we are to gospel.
到了明年我们要再看哦，这个经内容是很整全的。还有另一个项目，我们明年一年我们要十个门徒。
We're going to see that within the Great Commission is we'll go through this whole of next year is disciple making.
好啊，这个也放在一边，我们先不多说大使命。
So keep that in mind, but we're going to now focus on the mission overall.
大诫命呢
？What about the commandments?
大诫命是什么
？What The commandments.
感谢主啊，爱人。
That love our God as well as our neighbors.
大诫命就是主耶稣把圣经当中的十诫，把它勾结一个方面是人跟神的关系，一个方面人跟人的关系，爱神人。
We see that with this summary of to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbors, Jesus made a summary of the commandments.
The Great Commission and the Great Commandment, 这两个大使命和大诫命，请大家注意一点。
So we are to make note of these two great.
像有人说的，这十条诫命啊，这是不是十条建议啊
？And so with these ten commandments, they are ten commandments, they are not ten suggestions.
大使命和大诫命也都不是建议。
So with the, it is a suggestion.
这是主
，Lord，
就好喜欢那个天职、天招这样的想法。
And so I really endear myself to this definition of a heavenly calling.
是从上面来的。
It is from above.
那么再来看，看见圣经，提摩太后书第四章第二节。
And if we are to look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2.
使徒保罗在圣灵的感动之下，他说：“为要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心。”
Under the inspiration of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Apostle Paul says to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
哎，那这个地方呢？如果你看英文翻译，这里讲的是 the word。
And if you're to look at the English translation, it is said the word.
我们一般认为说布道是传福音。
We sometimes think that simply proclaiming is spreading the gospel.
讲道是面对信徒。
Or that to preach a sermon, that is to face up to the assembly.
好，我先告诉弟兄姊妹一件事情啊。
Now I'm going to let you in on something.
如果你仔细查经，你会发现 the gospel and the word 常常在圣经当中是可以互换的。
But you see that the gospel as well as the word, these are interchangeable within the text.
福音就是神的道。
That the gospel is the word of God.
神的道就是福音。
And the word of God is the gospel.
福音当然从狭义的来说，我们做一套福音的讲述，讲神爱世人，约翰福音三章十六节，领人归主。
And so yes, we can have a general statement such as John 3:16.
但是还从广义的方面来讲，所有神的话语都是福音。
But yet we can also look at the all-encompassing meaning of God's word, and that would be those are all good.
只要在讲道，就是在传福音。
And so if you are to preach, you are speaking the gospel.
福音也绝不单单只是给不信主的人，是给所有人，包括基督徒，我们也要不断的听福音。
The gospel is not only for unbelievers, it is also for believers. We are to consistently listen to the gospel.
啊，这里讲到无论得时不得时。
And it also says in season and out of season.
哥林多后书第六章第二节。
And in Second Corinthians.
主说看到现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
And it says that now is the time, the accepted time.
你这句话可以随时跟任何一个不信主的人来说，现在就是这个时候。
And because now today is the day of salvation, you can say that to anyone.
耶稣基督已经来了。
But Jesus Christ had come.
不但为我们钉十字架，而且已经为我们复活升天了。
And not only was he crucified on the cross, but he has also for us been resurrected and is now in heaven.
现在主在十字架已经做成使命，也已经给了我们。
On the cross, he has completed his mission and his.Goodness is given to us.
直到主再来之前，我们就处在这样一个悦纳的时候，拯救的日子。
Until the Lord comes again, we are still in this accepted time in this day of salvation.
And I might argue.
And I might even argue.
越是在这样的艰难的时刻
，in the more difficult the time，
越是在这样的 challenge、这样的 suffering、这样的 trial 底下。
The greater the suffering, the trial, the challenges.
The time is now even more.
现在更是那个时机。
你主再来的日子一天一天近了。
For the day of the Lord's coming is near.
世人需要主。
People need the Lord.
大家有唱过这首歌吗？
Have you sung this song before?
在疫情当中确实传福音有挑战不容易。
Indeed, during the pandemic, it is not easy to proclaim the gospel.
连我们基督徒都面对很多的压力。
We do face much pressure.
是这样，我了解。
And so there is some understanding.
但是你知道吗？就在这疫情底下，又许许多多的人，他们是更加的艰难。
But exactly because the pandemic has made life so much more difficult for many.
他们没有盼望
，that there is no hope。
他们里面饥渴
，that there is thirst。
彷徨
，that there is panic。
恐惧
，that there is fear。
我在有的不信主的人的这个群里面
，I'm in chat groups for with non-believers。
有时候跟他们分享一些福音
，so there are times when I'm sharing with them the gospel。
我也观察他们都在想些什么
，and also I observe what they're thinking about。
每天就在关注这个疫情的数字，你知道吗
？So there are focus on the numbers when it comes to the pandemic, the stats.
然后这个微信群里都是中国人，然后不断的说：“哎呀，你看那些人不要命了。
”And so you see, oftentimes there are statements like, they're just risking their lives.
这要死了。
They're gonna, this is suicidal.
我心里就想啊
In my heart, I was thinking.
当然你不能直接发给这么跟他说了哈。
But of course, you can't directly say it in their face.
我说你不是也是要死吗？
Aren't you also dying?
但您知道我的意思吧？
But I trust that you understand what I'm addressing.
如果没有基督，每个人不都是要死的人吗？
That without Christ, everyone is dying.
看他们的 hope, 他们的希望，就只能看见眼前这几十年。
But their hope is on the coming 10, 20, 30 years.
就只能关注在这些数字上面。
That their focus is on the statistics.
我再说我们基督徒，我们绝不是有信心的鲁莽，不是这个意思。
Again, having faith as Christians does not mean we're reckless.
但是我感谢主，我们基督徒有一个不同的一个眼光。
But at the same time, I thank the Lord that as Christians we have a different perception.
我们不是被这个疫情压倒。
That we are not crushed by the pandemic.
我们是能够得胜并且得胜有余。
That we have victory and more than victory.
甚至是在这样一个光景当中赶快的多救灵魂。
But that, and especially during this time, we have to snatch more out of the fire.
保罗说我传福音人没有可怕的，跟着前书九章第十六节。
So in 1 Corinthians, Apostle Paul says, I have nothing to boast.
因为我是不得已的。
Because yes, it was a necessity that was laid upon me.
若不传福音我便有祸了。
For woe to me is I do not preach the gospel.
我若甘心做这事就有赏赐，若不甘心责任却已经托付我了。
For if I do this willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship.
这使命是从上面来的。
This mission comes from above.
不是一个选择，不是一个 option.
It is not a choice. It is not an option.
是在任何时候都必须要去做的。
It is something that we are to do at any time.
愿我们里面有这种紧迫感。
May it be that we have such a sense of urgency.
在七月份，这个美东的基督工作中心培训以后，我有个弟兄有。
So after a particular retreat in July.
高荣德牧师
Reverend God
是四种癌症
Four different cancers on him
不顾自己的性命他说我不以自己性命
But he said I am not mindful of my own life
跑到他们北卡那边
That he did come to North
建立美东的工人中心营跑在那里一切大事小事在那里操办
And so he wasHelping out to build up this retreat as well as to take care of the big and small matters.
那时候刚刚他的这个化疗刚结束啊。
Just finishing up his chemotherapy.
然后秋天的时候又来了，这个癌症又。
And we saw that the cancer returned in the fall.
那他现在不是四种，他现在身上八个地方有癌症。
And so now he has cancer in 8 different locations.
这是在 Kansas City 的这个美食冬令会。
And at this winter retreat in Kansas.
他说很多人都跟他说不要来。
Many told him not to come.
连医生都说哎呀你先好好养好身体啊明年再来。
Even the doctor had the doctor had to say, how about you get well first and then you just come next year.
结果他还是来了。
But he still come.
他说我不知道还有没有明年。
He said, I don't know if I have the next year.
有机会赶快来。
If there's an opportunity, I would go.
他们这个各个教会的这些弟兄姊妹带来不少的这学生到朋友。
So I praise the Lord that many different churches did bring their courses, or even students or speakers.
让我们传福音，感谢主，靠主的恩典，看到慕道的朋友举手举止信靠主。
So during the retreat, we thank the Lord that we see many who committed themselves to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，说这个使命，我说这是要怎么样从大家分享。
Share with you a different perspective on this mission.
我们传福音啊，实际上是蛮有喜乐的。
That when we preach the gospel, we are to have joy.
这使命给了每一个信徒啊，不是单单给这个牧者传道的。
That this mission is given to every saint. It's not only given.To preachers,
就是教会里的积极分子啊，你们长职同工啊，你们去传福音。
The deacons or elders or the pastors do not the elite.
我就说，那你这样的话，我们就太亏了。就太亏了啊！我们就we missed some great opportunity.
If that's the case, then it would have been such a miss of a
因为这样一种传福音的喜乐也是给每一个信徒的。
Because you who are not pastors, deacons, elders, you would have missed out on the joy when the joy was in fact given to all the saints.
最近在这个秋季布道会，我们听到的讲员告诉我们，80%的信徒从来没有传过福音。
So there may be this statistic that perhaps 80% of believers have never shared the gospel with others.
所以一方面我们激励大家，我们每个人都要去传，要承接一个使命啊，不论得时不时，是都得传。
So we continue to encourage that for all, whether in season or out of season, we are to declare the gospel.
那另一方我也要和弟兄姊妹分享啊，弟兄姊妹们，我真的这个圣灵感动，我说我们千万千万不要失去这样一个宝贵的福气。
At the same time, let us, brothers and sisters, let us bear in mind to not lose out on this blessing.
不传福音的人，你失去太多太多了。
That if you're not, you're not preaching the gospel, you have much to lose.
你千万不要只让这个牧者传道，独享这个喜乐，好不好？
That you don't let just the pastors or ministers enjoy this joy.
有一次，有一个弟兄啊，他就分享，他说原来他从来没有传过福音。
So there's this brother who has never shared the gospel.
还有一次跟一个慕道朋友在那里聊天就谈啊。
But there was one time he was talking to a speaker friend.
然后跟这慕道朋友谈谈谈，然后谈到最后呢，圣灵感动他，就问这个慕道朋友，你要不要信耶稣？
And in their conversation at a certain point, he was moved by the Holy Spirit, so he asked that person, "Do you want to believe in Jesus Christ?"
没有想到这个慕道朋友说，我愿意哎。
And that speaker friend said, "Sure, I want to."
这个弟兄多年以后我都还记得，那个弟兄分享过，当时听到这个梦到有说我愿意，他说我差点没晕过去。
And this brother who shared said, "Well, I almost passed out when he said yes."
说我太高兴了。
I was so happy.
你知道一个人在地上悔改，天上众天使要欢喜快乐。
You know that the heavenly host will rejoice for one soul that has turned to the Lord.
有时候在各处遇到一些弟兄姊妹，他就来主动跟我说。
When I meet some of these Christian brothers and sisters at different places,
说多年以前我在哪个营会当中，然后参加你这个布道会，然后我当时信主的。
Like, well, many years ago, I was at this particular retreat that was led by you, and it was during that retreat that I came to know the Lord.
我现在在哪一个教会在服事？
And now I'm serving at so and so church.
有一个姐妹，然后还把自己的先生、孩子都叫过来。那这我先生也信主了，孩子也信主了。
And there was one who was a wife who then brought the husband as well as the children. They're also believers now.
弟兄们，每一次遇到这样的情形 ，I'm really humbled by that.
Every time I encounter such sharings, I'm very humbled.
弟兄姊妹，首先我们要说，人没有任何的荣耀，没有任何的功劳。
That we as men, we have no glory, we have no contribution.
我们不过都是主的器皿而已。
That we are simply vessels.
但是另一方面，人是有喜乐的。
At the same time, we do have joy.
就传福音的工人，你是领受很大的福气的。
For the work of the gospel, there is much joy, much blessing.
现在都忘。今天我来我们 CCMC 前不久，我们送走要去纽约的我们的安神弟兄，他跟我说，牧师，我是当年是学生工的时候的。
I had forgot that these brothers had now sent and said bid farewell to has gone to New York. If he hadn't reminded me, I wouldn't have remembered yet. He believed in the Lord and I.
他看到许多许多的这个被改变的这个见证，我们怎么能不感恩？
How can there be no thanksgiving when we see life after life change?
这个礼拜前两天在
This church in this house in the past week.
本来是一家人去那度假，然后也去看望多年以前我们教会的一个家庭。
This was a family vacation. We were visiting a friend from a long time ago.
最后年终，他们请我带这个陪领会。
And they invited me to lead
那就结束以后呢，就跟一个我也不知道是弟兄啊还是慕道，我都不知道，就跟他聊天。
And so I was chatting with a brother.
一个男士，那不是谈着谈着，我就问他，我说你信主了吗？
So within the conversation, it came up that I asked him, "Have you believed in the Lord?"
他说还没有。
That I haven't.
就简简单单的几句，我把福音的这个要点给他讲完以后，我说你愿不愿意信耶稣？
So I told him in a few simple sentences what the gospel is, and I asked, "Do you want to believe in Christ?"
他还是点头。
And he nodded his head.
然后我就带他做决心的祷告。
So I led him in a prayer commitment.
哇，众人弟兄姊妹都很高兴，我把荣耀归给主。
So the brothers and sisters, they're really glad, and they gave glory to God.
甚至在当地大学里面做教授，你想想，他的生命的开展能带多少的学生来认识耶稣
？So can you imagine this person who he is a professor in a local university with a changed life? How much more impact he's going to have in within his arena?
我们搬到佛州这个家庭这对夫妻。
And for this particular family in Florida,
多年以前在 Rochester 信主。
They believed in the Lord while they were in Rochester.
这对夫妻呢，我不能够详细讲太多，没有这个时间。他们夫妻脾气、秉性、生活习惯都特别不一样。
And this husband and wife, they are as different can be.
丈夫是东北人。
So the husband is from the north in China.
这个家里面就是应该妻子做一切的家务。
And so he has a perspective that the wife is to take care of all the houses.
妻子呢就是什么家务都不做。
And yet when it comes to the wife, she just does nothing.
做的菜非常的简单，而且丈夫特别喜欢吃肉，太太从来不做肉。
The wife makes very simple dishes and never makes meat dishes.Although the husband is very an avid fan of meat.
婚姻当中有好多各种各样的问题啊。
So they had many different problems in their marriage.
长话短说，姐妹先信主了，后来这个弟兄也信主了。
Later, the sister, well, the wife first came to know the Lord, then followed was the husband.
神在他们的婚姻当中，在他们生命当中做了奇妙的工作。
And God continued to work miraculous work in their lives.
现在我们这个弟兄在当地的教会做执事。
So now this brother is a deacon at that church in Florida.
而且特别爱主，教会弟兄姊妹跟我做见证，说因为他开诊所的医生啊，他说能够好多这个中国的病人都带到教会里面来。
So he is a doctor, and he, out of his passion for the Lord, he has served well and has in fact brought many of his patients to church.
这次去他们诊所看一看，挂着十字架、挂着经文的。
So this time I visited the clinic, on it was a cross as well as scripture verses.
可我们这个诊所里一放音乐，各处放的都是基督教的音乐，赞美诗。
And the music that we play is praise hymns.
啊，有的病人不高兴啊。
There are some patients who dislike.
那不管，我们就是传福音。
But this is my task is to spread the gospel.
而且不单这样。这个姐妹的爸爸妈妈后来原来也是在我们教会也信主了也受洗了。
And the parents for of this wife also became Christians.
这是这个你见到老人家，他说你知道吗？我原来是个共产党员。
And so these elderly they said, well, I used to be part of the communist party.
所以当年在你们教会信主实习，我给他实习的啊。他说牧师你知道吗？后来我回到国内就一次组织生活我都不参加。
That after I was baptized in your church, after I went back to China, I participated in no activities of the party.
我现在是信主的人了。
I am one who has believed in the Lord.
后来一个弟兄的父母从东北来，也信主了。
And later on, the parents of this husband came from northeast China.
他的妈妈原来是个拜佛的，是领了这个皈依证在家的居士。
And so, in fact, the mom.Was a priestess within a particular sect of Buddhism.
后来信了主了，你知道这生命有多大的改变吗
？And after knowing the Lord, there was massive transformation in her life.
我在东北为老人家介绍的一个教会。
I recommended a church that's in northeast China to this particular elderly woman.
就是东北的教会，他们是早上四点多钟晨祷会。
And this particular church.Wakes up at well, they start praying at 4 a.m. in the morning.
我没有时间去多讲。
I do not have much more time to elaborate.
太多太多的这些生命改变的见证。
So many testimonies of life changes.
把一切荣耀都归给神。
All glory to God.
但是弟兄姊妹们，一个传福音的人，你里面那个喜乐简直是无穷的。
And it's really limitless when it comes to the joy of someone who is a worker of the gospel.
而且不单是这样子。你每一个传福音的人，你里面这个生命的见证，因为我们传福音绝不仅仅是口传，而且是身传。
When we are reaching the gospel, it is not by words only, but also by our lives.
你传福音吗？你说，哎，我也没有机会跟别人去多讲。我在这个公立的学校或者是什么样的现在这个公司当中，不让我去讲了。你把基督活出来。
It's possible that you're not able to verbally talk the gospel, but do embody.The gospel, whether you're at church, or sorry, whether you're in at work or in school,
主就给你这种机会。
The Lord will give you that opening.
要出的人，你想想里面喜乐大不大，平安多不多
？For someone who lives out crying, can you imagine joy? Can you imagine the peace?
我讲过使徒行传一章八节。
The end of Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
在圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得到能力，被耶路撒冷留在全地，撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证人。
That we are to be witnesses starting from Jerusalem into the end of the world.
英文的翻译特别清楚，是复数的 witnesses 见证人。
And in the English translation, it is clear that it is in the plural form witnesses.
甚至殉道者 martyr 这个字就从这里来。
And it does come from the word martyr does come from this word for witnesses.
当我们的生命成为主，随时随地我整个人活着就是基督的见证人，你荣耀不荣耀
？When our life in all moments is for the Lord, isn't that glorious?
所有这些荣耀都是在指向基督。
And all this glory is pointing towards Christ.
在地上平安归于他自己。
On favor that.
实在是好的无比的呀。
This is great good to is.Greatest index. So what holds us back?
我们都想得到圣灵的同在，我们都想有圣灵的能力。
We do yearn for the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
常常听见有很多，哎呀，牧师，我祷告好软弱。
There are times where I hear brothers and sisters share the fact I'm weak in my prayers.
为得祷告，求神能力干。
That we.Pray that the strength of the Lord given to us.
求神赐下丰盛的同在
That will give us His abundant presence.
现在我们马太福音二十八章这个最有名的这个表述
So we come and see a full description of the Great Commission, Matthew 28.
先不读了，耶主说：“我就常与你们同在，世界的末了。”
The Lord.Truth that I am with you even the end of days.
你追求圣灵的能力。
We pursue the strength of the Spirit.
你渴望神的同在。
That we yearn for the presence of God.
我们大家都想要。
All of us we want.
你传福音。
Go speak of the gospel.
一个传福音的人有神丰盛的同在。
The worker of the gospel is being empowered and with by God.
这个传福音的人有圣灵能力。
The worker of the gospel has the power.
不是有机会每天去跟人家讲。
Even though you may not have the opportunity.
再说你活出来。
Even if you are not speaking, you can't live it.
就是在传福音。
But that's with the goal of spreading the gospel.
教会传福音有喜乐。
When the church proclaims the gospel, there is joy.
教会传福音，人进入教会，教会才能够增长。
And when the church declares the gospel and draws people in, there can be growth of the church.
传福音的教会是一个死的教会。
A church that doesn't speak of the gospel will be a church that is dead.
我们传福音才能够在信仰上扎根。
And when we preach the gospel,have the depth of faith.
我们在信仰上，一方面，当然我们一群基督徒聚在一起，查经查的越来越深。
On the one hand, we will be rooted, our faith will be rooted as we come together and study more of the scripture.
很好。
That's very good.
但是还有一种方法。
And yet at the same time, there's even better.
你在跟那些福音的朋友跟他们谈的时候，在面对他们对你挑战的时候，你的信仰
there is such a challenge to your faith when you are speaking to those who do not believe in Christianity, and they challenge what you believe in. That is the time when we can also learn to be rooted in our faith.
经历风吹雨打的那个大树根扎的深。
And for those trees that are able to endure the storm, we know that they have deep roots.
教会传音我们有喜乐，因为心中合一。
When we preach the gospel, there is joy because there is unity of the believers.
你知道吗？吵架的教会呢，它就不传福音。
If you not yet know this, then know this that a church that squabbles.
那教会里打了一团糟吗？你没有见证。
Church that squabbles is one that does not preach the gospel.
也没关系。
No testimony.
啊，大家都忙着内耗了。
Because there is such busyness with the civil war.
那传福音的教会你就没有civil war。传福音的教会就没有在那里打架。
And so there is no strength left to even go out.
刚才我们看了腓立比书一章第五节，同心合意，兴旺福音。
And so in Philippians chapter 1, 5, we see that we are to come together in fellowship. Gospel.
让我们来回应福音的使命。
So let us just have a look to the gospel mission.
在主里，我感觉心里有好多亏欠。
As I was praying, I realized that I've fallen short in many areas.
我在读神学的时候。
That when I was studying, I was in seminary.
我读神学是极大的试炼啊。
It was such a great trial.
太不容易了。
It was very difficult.
好多好多课程才想。有没有？
Many, many courses.
我云牧师也知道啊，神学不容易读。嗯。我们在功课那么忙的这个情况之下。我就是要求每个礼拜你必须传福音。
And there was a particular requirement from the seminary schools that even if we are busy with our academics, we are to speak the gospel, spread the gospel, or evangelize.
每个礼拜至少要有两项的服事，每个小时啊，每个礼拜至少是个人传福音。
So on the one hand, you are to at least have two different ministries, and each are carrying a word, and another is to evangelize.
不然功课再好不给学分。
No matter how well you are doing academically, you will not be given the credit.
我好感谢神，因为 我是一个非常非常以前很内向，比较内向的，比以前强的。
And so, I do thank the Lord. I am an introvert. I'm less now, but I do very much. So.
你逼着你必须得去传福音。
And it really pressed.Me to have to go and evangelize.
那也感谢神，华人传福音的机会实际上比美国人还多呢。
And by the Lord's grace, there are more opportunities that singing has come to us the Chinese.
因为有好多的学生学者嘛，那时候啊涌到教会传去来。
Because there were many students or scholars who have just entered the church.
每个礼拜一到那次做 chapel 做见证，到上面讲讲福音了，大家都鼓励上去讲。
And so during the chapel.When we're invited to go and declare the gospel, I'm always very eager.
有的美国同学呢，真的是这个周围好像找不到几个慕道朋友去传福音，感觉是。
For some of my American counterparts, they seem to not be able to find even one or two.
不是神学里面小小 cafeteria 里面有那个自动贩卖机，那个 vending machine.
And so we have a vending machine in our school.
隔一段时间有一个工人来给 vending machine 里面加这个 soda 呀、啊，加这些的 snack.
And so there was a worker who came to provide provision to vending.
然后有一次教授说：“你们知道吗？就是来给我们加这个service 这个工人啊，我们同事们都传了好多遍了。”
And so if you didn't know this, you know he has been a target for our students.
给那个同学逮着跟他讲一遍。
Because the students are just seeking him out for him to speak.
但是这些年来。
But these past few years,
我在主面前很惭愧。
That I found myself guilty before the Lord.
虽然不是没有跟传福音，不是没有带人信主。
I not speak of the gospel, or that I've not led people to the Lord.
我跟以前比差得太远了。
But there is such a distinct contrast from what it was.
你也可以说事工繁忙。
It could be that there is a busyness with ministry.
教会里面各种各样的事工学生子女都是非常真实的。
Because it is real that there are very real needs in ministry.
这也是你作为牧者的责任，应该去做的。
And these are p part of the pastoral responsibility.
但是另一方面，你作为一个传道人，去传福音，你怎么激励弟兄姊妹去传福音？
So on the other hand, if you're not proclaiming the gospel, if you're not evangelizing, to encourage others to do so too.
做的不够。
那那。
所以在这次分享今年制度的时候，我跟他分享，我在主面前立志，2022年领40个人，靠主恩典归主。
So I shared with the brothers and sisters during the prayer vigil that my New Year resolution is for people to the Lord.
这不是为了一个数字。
This is not for it's not numbers for number sake.
而是主使命的一个催促。
But that they're pressing of the mission.
就他们能不能够看到40个人信主也不是最重要。
When we see 40, that may not be the most critical point.
而是更新的，有机会就传。
But that there is faithfulness, and whenever opportunity arises, I will grab it.
但为什么也要一个数字？
But why a number?
是自己的一个激励和挑战。
But that is an inspiration. It's an accountability.
在这个地方要合乎中。
They hear it is by faith, and not by faith.
有时候我们说你只要传就好了，这个人信。那是交给神，他跟神的关系。
There are times when we speak of evangelizing, we say we do speak of the word, whether he or she does in the end come to the Lord, that is in His hand.
这个是对的。
That is right.
但是另一方面
，Yet on the other hand,
我们不能只就说
，We are not to say.
啊，反正讲过一遍了啊。
To say that we told you.
信不信随你去了啊。
And whether you believe or not, that is up to you.
啊，反正我这个责任尽到了。
It is not just to fulfill it, but in responsibility.
啊，你看那个约拿都讲完了，人家怎么还不高兴啊？
If you were to look at Jonah, for example, he spoke and people believed and he was unhappy.
我们里面有没有对灵魂的这种迫切？
Is there such a care, an urgent care for souls?
给大家看一支票。
For us to see this.
天国银行支票。
Is the Bank of Heaven.
这是我们教会历史上一个非常有名的布道。
This is a very evangelist in church history.
他跟谁要的？
This is what he has asked for.
他要的是100,000 souls.
He asked for 100,000 souls.
大家知道这是谁的吗？
Do you know who that who checked?
宋尚杰。
That is Pastor Song.
这是有人整理宋尚杰博士的遗物的时候。
This is when people have his belongings at half.
看到了圣经夹着像一天国银行的支票。
And he realized they found that there was this check that was inserted in his Bible.
左边写着凭信心你向神来支取要。
And so, on the left it says by faith, ask.
他没有要自己的荣华富贵。
He didn't ask for his own prosperity.
他说主啊我跟你要100,000 souls.
So I'm asking from you 100,000 souls.
用我们的教会。
What about us?
在主的面前我们好好来祷告。
We do come before the Lord to pray.
我们可以不设一个数字 number.
Can just not set up a number at all.
但我们跟主说。
At the same time.
主要我们献上自己。
They were to lift up our, we're to give you our soul.
在福音的使命和中心。
That we're to be faithful on the mission of the gospel.
主让我们经历更大的祝福恩典。
That to experience much more of your presence.
那个福音的喜乐。
That there is such joy of the gospel.
求主把得救的人日日加给会。
May it be that the Lord will continue to add.To his church, the numbers of believers.
今天同时我们陈学长老在凯瑞堂讲。
Today, Elder Tennyson is preaching over at CCNC Cary.
那我感谢神，他提前把他的这个讲义 PPT 发来给我看。
So he showed me his PPT.
啊，我一看，我特别感谢神。
Once I looked at that, I was very thankful to the Lord.
我就借用，不单也是借用，因为多年以前。在原来我们教会有一年我们福音的主题也鼓励弟兄姊妹做这个同样的事情。
And so I'm now using whatever slide he has had, and this is also something many years ago in another church, is something encouraged to, an encouragement given to the congregation.
我们每个人都可以为三慕道友的救恩迫切祷告。
We are to pray, urgent for the salvation of three friends.
你没有家人，你对他感动总是最深的吧？
Even for, especially family, in years too.
从主恩典里三个人来到教会。
Or to bring three people to church.
那还有一个，学习三福。
To get EE training.
三福呢，你可以是做队员，你做带导的伙伴都很好的，在家里面祷告也是参与福音工作。
That however you have to participate in this particular work, it is good.
还有我们再说，我们的生命见证，活出基督，就是在传福音。
That we embody the gospel and will live out Christ.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's go.
主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
帮助 CCMC。
That you help CCMC.
让我们做一个使命的教会。
There will be a church with a mission.
传福音的教会。
There will be a church that speaks of the gospel.
主啊，怜悯我。
Lord, may you have mercy on me.
让我不要再白占地图。
That I'm not simply wasting my presence.
的福音债。
That for the debts we owe to the gospel.
这使命已经托付给我们了。
That this mission has been commissioned to us.
主啊，我们看到世人彷徨无助。
Lord, we see that people are lost.
他们在饥渴寻求
，and that they have such a yearning in their hearts.
在基督里面才有真的平安、喜乐与盼望。
And there is true joy and hope in Christ.
不管疫情什么时候结束
，no matter when this pandemic ends.
主要让我们轻看我们周遭的一些环境。
Help us to not be so overwhelmed by our surrounding circumstances.
让我们能够定睛注目在主你的福音使命上。
But that we will fix our eyes on the Lord as well as His gospel.
引领更多来认识主。
Bring people to know the Lord.
求主听我们的祷告。
And the Lord, you listen to our prayer.
愿那在这个岁首年初的时候，我们在主面前再一次全然的献上。
That as we offer ourselves to you at this time, may you receive us.In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.